Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is the SG Daily number 21. It is March 20th, excuse me, on a Wednesday. If you're watching on YouTube, today is the day. Well, yesterday was the day that I finally got my hair cut and don't look like a homeless person on video. So cheers to that, sip of coffee to that, and I hope everyone's week is going well. It's moving by pretty quick for me as opposed to last week, which was a little slower. And what I started talking about yesterday was client communication, still very top of mind, so I figured I would dive a little bit deeper into it. So personally, I find that there are two type of people. There's probably generalizing, but there's the inbox zero people who are all over their email and kind of like to have it clean, let's say. And there's the not-so-inbox zero people who, you know, don't check all their email and it can pile up, but they don't read the important ones or they don't read the ones that they think are not important and they get the pile-ups. Anyways, all of that is to say I'm an inbox zero person, especially when it comes to my business, my firm. And I think it's really important, especially in a services business, especially in a professional services business. One easy way to stand out is to answer your clients fairly quickly. It doesn't have to be instantly. It doesn't have to be within the hour. But if you're responding to all of your client inquiries within a few hours or within the day, then as one lawyer put it when I first started working, you will be in the top 50% just simply by responding to all of your clients in a timely manner. And I found that to very much be the case. I mean, obviously the quality of your work is also important, and this goes for any industry, but if you're responsive to your clients, not only are they going to appreciate it, but you're probably going to be able to move the file along quicker or the work along quicker or whatever it is along quicker because that conversation is kind of up to date and ongoing. So anyways, with that out of the way, how do you find the right balance, right? Because for me, I have the tab open the whole day, which is probably problem number one. But if you are a keener for keeping an eye on email, you see the little one or the little two or whatever in the top left corner. For me, I use Gmail. You can see on the tab the number of unread emails. I wonder if I can turn that off on just the tab. But how do you balance answering promptly or promptly enough? Doesn't have to be super promptly, but promptly enough and work efficiency, right? Because I think I did an SG Daily on switching costs. If you haven't heard that one, I don't remember which one it is, but I would go back and look up. I think it's in the title somewhere for switching costs. So effectively, anytime you're doing one thing, you're working, you're concentrating, and then you switch to another task, there's a very small amount of time that it takes to switch into doing that other task. But the real cost, I should say, is the mental energy and focus it takes, right? So let's say you're deep into an email, you know, there's a lot of things going on in your head, you're writing it, you're three quarters of the way done. And I think I gave this example in the other daily, and then the phone rings. And you don't know who it is, or you do know who it is. But it's like, do you answer the phone, and effectively that switch will... Not only will it affect you coming into the phone call because your head's in another place, but then when you go back to finishing the email, you will have lost your train of thought and there's that cost of catching up to where you were to get started again. So if you actually look at it from a time, you know, perspective, like seconds and minutes, it probably isn't too long. Although if you add that up over days and weeks and months, it could end up being a long amount of time. But if you think about it from a brain energy focus type perspective, it can be pretty big. There's been studies done on it. You know, look it up if you're interested in that type of stuff. And so I think that heavily ties into email and client communication, right? And what I've realized over the last few months, and maybe this is a simple realization, but nonetheless, is you're better off finishing what you're doing than dropping everything to respond to a quick email or pick up a quick phone call or do whatever, because you can always call them back. You can always answer 10 minutes later once you're done the thing you're doing. And none of that is going to make or break anything, right? So if you have good, especially if you're consistent with your client communication. So if you're quite consistent in always emailing back your clients, your customers within 24 hours, there's no difference if you respond 2 hours later or 2.5 hours later, right? They're not going to flip out on you because they know you'll get back to them, and they don't even, they're doing their own stuff too. The other thing that I realized, because when I first started out for the first few months, oh, I have to get back to them right away. The quicker the better, they're going to notice. And then you very quickly realize once you send a bunch of important emails that your clients and customers are busy people too, who have their own shtick to kind of worry about, and they're not going to notice an extra 20 minutes. In fact, some of the most important emails I sent haven't even been responded to for a day or two. So it's like, oh, I work so hard. I cut this corner here so I could get back to writing this email quick to send it out quickly, and then it doesn't even get answered for a day. So it kind of puts things in perspective. I feel like customer communication, especially through email, is one of those things you just got to have a little bit of experience with to find your groove, you know, to kind of find what works for you, the timing, and things like that. But can't state it enough, whether you're in products or services or whatever, have reasonable client response rates, I will say. For me, my kind of internal policy is if I can't respond within 24 hours, I will respond and tell them that I'm busy and that I will get back to them tomorrow. So I always respond within 24 hours, usually quicker, especially if it's a quick one. Sometimes if it's a longer email, I have to do a file review or something like that, I know I won't get to it, I'll send them an email. Hey, saw your email, going to get to it tomorrow. And they're always appreciative of that because so many people don't do it. So that's my thought. I have many. I might just make this the theme of the week, is client communication. But that's it for today. We're almost at 7 minutes. Hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, and then subscribe to the podcast on wherever you're listening to it. And if you guys have any comments, any feedback, any questions, topics you want me to cover, shoot a comment or shoot me an email, josh@solopreneurgrind.com, and I will get to it. Have a good one. Take care.